Well, it is camp week on Joy 99, and we have another highlight we want to bring to you, and that is Lake Ann Camp, which is not necessarily in West Michigan, but I'm going to dare say it's one of the absolute beautiful place, most beautiful places on the planet. Please welcome Ken, who's the executive director to Lake Ann. Thanks for joining us, Ken.
It's great to be with you here today.
How are things in the upper north right now?
Oh, it's beautiful. Traverse City is a great area. We're 15 miles west of it, and our campers come from all over the country to this area, and why wouldn't they?
It's beautiful any time of year, I think, but especially in the summer, and you've got a lot going on this coming summer, right?
We do. We run camps for five different age levels all at the same time. We have a fourth and fifth grade camp. We have a sixth grade camp just for sixth graders, a junior high camp, a ninth grade camp just for ninth graders, and high schoolers. And actually, high school is our biggest camp at Lake Ann.
That's fantastic.
So you are about 2.5 hours north of the heart of West Michigan, right outside of Traverse City. What makes, besides the fact that you have so many unique camps, what makes Lake Ann so unique?
Well, we challenge our campers in a group setting to make biblical, life-changing decisions, and we do it through unique learning activities. So if you could do it back home, why would you drive all the way to Lake Ann to do things that you do back home? So if you come to Lake Ann, it's always going to be fresh, it's always going to be new, it's always going to be exciting, it's always going to be about connecting people with people and then connecting those people with God.
How many people would you say come back versus how many people are new to the camp?
I think it's about 65% of our campers come back year after year. Mm. In fact, we have more fifth graders than fourth graders, more sixth graders than fifth graders, and it goes all the way up. We actually have more 12th graders than fourth graders. So our campers, we have a happy camper guarantee, by the way. So if the campers don't like it, we'll give them their money back. But let me tell you, they're going to be back.
Yeah.
They're going to have a great time.
So tell us, Ken, you've expanded a little bit at Lake Ann.
We have. We added 72 beds last year, and we filled them all winter long. In fact, almost every week this winter, all 72 beds were full.
Wow.
And we're actually filling the summer really full as well. And so we're in the process of planning for 44 more beds to be added to the camp.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds fantastic. So you do camp year-round.
Oh, there's very little times at Lake Ann when we don't have people on site. Yeah.
So besides the swimming and besides the beds, what unique things does Lake Ann offer, like activity-wise?
If you're in high school camp, you're going to spend 2 days just in competition, you know, my team against your team, and it's a lot of fun. We end with this huge event called Fight Night, and actually the firemen come out and hose our campers off afterwards just to clean them off.
Sweet.
And they love it, and we do too. But then the rest of the week is going to be about connections, and so we have challenge courses and high adventures activities. Mm. Actually, there's a high adventure activity for every program, starting with fourth grade with a zip line across the lake and going on up into the ropes courses and climbing towers and things like that for high school campers.
You have campfires there? Because that's one of my favorite things about going to camp.
We absolutely do, for sure. In fact, one of their meals they cook over a fire, which is, you know, it's just hot dogs and things. But what's more fun than just sitting around a fire making s'mores and hot dogs? And every camper gets that experience.
How are you doing staff-wise? Are you still in need of more counselors, et cetera?
We're really close to having all of our counselors, but it takes about 160 to 200 staff in the summertime. So there's holes that still need to be filled. We still need a couple nurses and lifeguards and those kinds of people as well.
Okay. Now, outside of summer camp, I do know that you offer retreats at Lake Ann. There are several for couples, several for moms and dads. Tell us about those.
Sure. The month of April is couples retreat time for us. And we actually have, last year we started a mother-daughter retreat, and it was really full the first year, and it's actually got more campers registered in it right now. We're excited about that. In the fall, we have ladies retreats, man camp, father-son retreat, exiled as a retreat for junior hires or middle schoolers, and we do that in September and October. So we keep busy all year long.
What are the things that you want people to walk away from the camp in their hearts or in their heads?
Well, I think in our day and age right now, we need hope. I mean, we've been isolated. We've been through a really rough time. Young people are going through challenges like never before with depression and anxiety, even suicide. And we want campers to know that life at its best is found in a relationship with Jesus Christ. And so we like to say Lake Ann Camp is the place to discover life at its best. And it's in a relationship with God and relationship with God's people.
Hope is such a key word right now.
I think one more thing I'd like to add. For young people, Christianity is usually what they see in their home and their church, and that's about the end of their extent to understand Christianity. I think one of the great things about coming to camp is that all of a sudden you realize that God's bigger than your home and your church. Mm. God's all over the state of Michigan. And if you come to Lake Ann, you're going to have campers from New York, New Jersey, from North Carolina, Iowa, Kansas, you know, people from all over the country, and even campers from around the world. And that gives campers a bigger perspective of who God is, and we think that's really important for young people.
I do think that young people, they'll get to school and they won't necessarily live out that faith as much because they think they're alone. But I would think coming to a camp like that to find out that they're not the only teenagers that love Jesus is very important in their growth.
Yeah, and at Lake Ann, you can have one friend or two friends in your cabin, but everybody else is going to be brand new. And so when you're in a new peer group, you can kind of rediscover who you are and maybe see yourself in ways that your friends don't let you see. That gives them a chance to kind of recreate who they are and leave camp different than when they came.
You may become a leader by the time it's all said and done.
Oh, I've got lots of stories about campers that found their leadership skills developed at camp.
Sure.
And they came back home and they used them. Mm. And I mean, even ones that are student body presidents at colleges.
I love it.
And it all started with an experience at camp.
I love it.
That's
I love it.
Cool.
It's life changing.
If you'd like to win a week at Lake Ann, go to our website at joy99.com. And if you just want to register, say, hey, you know what? I'm in. That sounds like a great option for my family. The kids can go camping. You can go camping somewhere in Traverse City. The kids go to Lake Ann Camp. How do they get to your website, Ken?
Well, it's lakeandcamp.com, and I think you brought up a good point. We have a lot of parents that will send 4th through 12th graders all the same week, and then they go on vacation.
Yeah.
Even if it's a staycation at home. But they get a chance to have a week away, and I think that's an auxiliary ministry that we have that's really satisfying to us.
Absolutely.
All right, lakeandcamp.com. You can link through joy99.com to get to that as well. Ken, thanks for coming in this morning.
It's been a delight. Thank you.